Cheers and a standing ovation greeted Mr. Obama in Cambridge, Maryland, where House Democrats met for 3 days to discuss their legislative game plan and sharpen their political message in this election year. Relations between the president and his fellow Democrats were often strained in the first 3 years of his administration amid difficult negotiations with Republicans over government deficit reduction and taxes. Mr. Obama told members of the Democratic caucus that the tough votes they took enabled progress made since the financial crisis of 2008 and 2009.
And over the last 22 months, we have seen 3 million jobs created, the most jobs last year since 2005, more jobs in manufacturing than we've seen since the 90s. A lot of that has to do with tough decisions that you took.
The president repeated key themes of his State of the Union address involving his call to ensure that all Americans have a fair shot in the economy and play by the same set of rules. He said Democrats in the House, where majority Republicans have blocked many of his key jobs proposals, were willing to make tough cuts amounting to more than $2 trillion in deficit reduction. As is often the case in a major election year, there is little expectation of being able to accomplish much legislatively in the months before Americans vote in November. The Republican Speaker of the House of Representatives, John Boehner, this past week blamed the president for the absence of compromise.
While I've tried to reach out and work with the president, I can tell you that for the last 4 months, since last Labor Day, the president's been in campaign mode every day.
But Representative John Larson of Connecticut, a key Democratic leader who introduced Mr. Obama at the conference in Maryland, said Republicans were to blame for the gridlock in Washington.
You have made every attempt humanly possible to get them to bring your legislation that will put this country back to work to the floor. We stand committed, we stand with you to make that happen in this session of the Congress.
Addressing the same gathering earlier in the day, Vice President Joe Biden blasted Republican congressional leaders for continuing to obstruct the president's efforts. Biden said the 2012 election will present stark contrast between President Obama's vision and Republicans, and predicted that obstruction would eventually backfire on them.
Guess what? The American people are figuring out. They reject the word. They reject the notion of compromise.
Lawmakers Mr. Obama addressed on Friday are also nervous about their re-election chances amid ongoing struggles between the president and Republicans. Mr. Obama said they need to find ways to work with Republicans, but he vowed he will not stand for more obstruction.
We've got to be right there ready to meet them. On the other hand, where they obstruct, where they're unwilling to act, where they're more interested in party than they are in country, more interested in the next election than the next generation, then we've got to call them out on it. We've got to call them out on it. We've got to push them.
It will be a tough election, the president said, because many Americans have lost faith in the capacity of Washington to get anything done. Dan Robinson, VOA News, the White House.